Welcome to Oncology Buddies, your platform for cancer care. Oncology Buddies informs and inspires all those who have or are affected by cancer.
Nasopharyngeal cancer by Professor Chris Jossop. Nasopharyngeal cancer, NPC, is a rare head and neck cancer that occurs in the nasopharynx, the space behind the nasal passages and above the soft palate. This is the area where the adenoid glands are in childhood. NPC often starts in the space near to the eustachian tube opening into the postnasal space. Common symptoms and risk factors: a lateral neck swelling, usually in the upper third of the neck. The swelling results from cancer spreading to the lymph nodes in the neck. NPC may also present with persistent nasal obstruction on one side or both nasal passages, a blocked ear or hearing loss resulting from eustachian tube involvement. Rare symptoms and risk factors include recurring nosebleeds. Advanced disease may have pain or nerve involvement resulting in facial numbness or visual changes. Risk factors: previous infection with common virus Epstein-Barr virus or EBV. Infections are frequently asymptomatic, and most patients infected with EBV will not develop NPC. An association with human papillomavirus, HPV, has also been reported. NPC is more common in China and Asia. NPC in a relative increases your risk. And working with hardwood, processed foods, and smoking. Presentation: the rule of thumb is to seek referral to a doctor or specialist where any of the below persist for 2 weeks. A lateral neck swelling is often the first sign. Other symptoms such as nasal obstruction or blocked ear may be mild and unfortunately ignored for a long time. Facial numbness, pain, and nosebleeds are rare presenting symptoms. And it may also present as simple snoring or obstructive sleep apnea. The diagnostic process: a lateral neck swelling may be quite obvious. Clinical examination of the head and neck will usually identify a tumor in the nasopharynx. Nerve involvement may also be present. Fluid in the middle ear may be present. Special endoscopic equipment is required to accurately examine the nasopharynx. Tests: a fine needle aspiration or FNA biopsy of a neck swelling, usually guided by ultrasound, often results in a conclusive diagnosis. This is quick, effective, and reduces delays in diagnosis and treatment. An open biopsy or incision biopsy of a lateral neck lymph node is rarely required. A biopsy of the nasopharyngeal tumor is not required if the FNA is conclusive. Special staining for EBV in the FNA specimen is often positive. A CT scan may be required. However, when FNA is conclusive, a PET CT may be the initial investigation, as it's required to assess the cancer staging and plan treatment. MRI may be indicated to assess nerve involvement and local spread beyond the nasopharynx. If no neck node involvement is found, then a biopsy of the tumor in the nasopharynx is required. This is usually performed under sedation or general anesthetic. Treatment: chemoradiation is the most common treatment. This is a full 6-week course of intensity modulated radiation, IMRT, with chemotherapy. Surgery is rarely indicated. Occasionally persistent neck glands following IMRT may require surgery. Immunotherapy may be considered in recurrent disease or advanced cases. Management by a head and neck multidisciplinary team, MDT, is recommended for patient-centered care and outcomes. Survival: NPC is highly sensitive to chemoradiation, with the majority of patients surviving even when the neck nodes are involved. Close follow-up is required. A PET CT scan is usually performed 4 to 6 months after completion of treatment to confirm response. Recurrences usually present within 18 to 24 months of treatment.